Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Well, this is not going to be a boring, uneventful, non-important broadcast. It's going to be edge of your seat, like they all are. But we're not spectators in this war against tyranny. We are on the field. It is Sunday, June 11th, 2023. And I've had time to really analyze this indictment and spend, no exaggeration, just since Friday when I got off the show, probably 15 hours talking to a lot of experts, doing my own research, looking at it. Trump did absolutely nothing wrong. This is a total and complete fraud. And I want to make just a statement here up front. Regardless of what you think about Trump, and I've got big issues with him, this is about stealing our right to vote for who we want, and this is about a permanent bureaucratic intelligence agency corporate coup over this country. So, Trump going along with these criminals on the poison shot, that's a separate issue, and I'll be rattling this cage about it forever. And if they ever indicted some of the globalists and we found documents that Trump knew the shot was hurting people, I'd say put him in prison, but we don't see any evidence of that. We know Fauci and the rest of them knew that, and it just came out Friday in federal lawsuits, Pfizer, Moderna, knowing the shots didn't work and hurt people. That's in the stack. Massive bombshell. But that's completely separate from this permanent coup that knows he's 30-something points ahead of DeSantis. He gets 69% national polls against all of the Republicans combined that are running against him. It's just incredible. He's 15 to 30 points, depending on the poll, ahead of Biden in just of general voters across the board. So this is a big deal. And this is a coup. It's been going on for a long time. I mean, they killed Kennedy. This group's been in main control of the country, not full control for a long time, but now they want absolute dominant control over every facet of our lives as they slowly turn off the resources and drive us all into bankruptcy so they can control us. This is siege. There's a lot of facets to this, but I'm going to say this again. For everybody that likes Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I'll support a Democrat nominee. I think he's a great guy overall. Disagree some of the things he does, but he's the real deal. And he's got skin in the game. Well, Trump's got skin in the game. They are literally railroading him with a total fraud. They've got more indictments ready. And if they can get him, they can get everybody, and that's their plan. The feds, the rogue feds, the rogue government has declared any opposition to be terrorist. And we've got new documents came out on that. And we already knew this, but this is so confirmed. The government plan to list any parents protesting peacefully as terrorist. That's all coming up today. The federal documents. Remember, they acted like, oh, it's just the teachers' unions want this. It wasn't our idea. Homeland Security was running it all and wants to say, peaceful parents saying, you're not going to teach my five-year-old boy he's a girl. You're not going to teach my five-year-old white kid that he's bad because he's white. Well, guess what? You're a terrorist and we want to put you in prison. And they got legislation introduced in California to put you in jail. If you tell your seven-year-old, no, you're a boy, you're not a girl, jail time, baby. They can confuse your kid at school. I mean, this is a criminal group coming after parental rights, all of our freedoms. It's insane. But I'll say this again. Yeah, but the crew's putting on video. There's the legislature. There are them reading out of the bill, AB 957. I mean, you can't make this up. You can't make this up. They're coming for parental rights. We always knew they were going to do it. They said it was their plan. Here it is. But why are we here? because McCarthy and the Republicans didn't file articles of impeachment when they got in a few months ago and go on the offensive. Because they never go on the offensive. That's why we're in so much trouble, is McCarthy. He never goes on the offense because he's a coward, because he doesn't want to get indicted by the Justice Department. That's how they rule by fear.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
It is Sunday, June 11th, 2023. I'll be hosting my regular Sunday slot, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, but I'll also be hosting some into the third and fourth hour with the great Owen Schroyer and Alex Stein in studio. So big third and fourth hour. This is the Alex Jones Show, Sunday edition. Sunday Live is 6 to 8 p.m. with Owen Schroyer and other guest hosts. Okay. We have massive amounts of news on the economy, on world digital IDs, what is the Mark of the Beast system. We have incredible speeches that Trump gave in multiple states yesterday where he really throws down the gauntlet. We have armies of people marching to elementary schools, LGBTQP, Satan, S, saying we want your children, you will give them to us. This is just spinning out of control very, very quickly. California's introduced legislation that if a parent tells their seven-year-old, no, you're really a boy, you're really a girl, you're put in prison. They say they have the votes to pass it. It is all completely insane. And it's coming up tonight. Also, I got really criticized for this 15 years ago because I was reading a Wall Street Journal report that had a pie chart in it. And I asked some folks I knew in Hollywood. They said, no, that's true. And in 2007 or so, the biggest group that owned the, not the majority, there's a lot of hundreds of groups, but the group that owned the biggest slice of Hollywood was Saudi Arabia and other Middle Eastern countries. So I said the Arabs own Hollywood. Didn't say they ran it. And then a few years later, China really moved in, and now China owns the majority, or the largest slice, actually the majority. The Muslims never had, or the Arabs never had a majority. They said the biggest minority slice of one group. New numbers are out, and guess who's about to be the biggest owner, not just of big slices of Hollywood, but also sports, and that's Saudi Arabia alone. So put that in your pipe, all you white supremacists thought I was like defending Jews in Hollywood. Nothing to do with that. I was reading a pie chart of who owns what, dumbos, and it was the Muslims. I was making that point. Well, here it is. Who owns the PGA now? Oh, the Muslims. And it's in the Wall Street Journal. They're set to buy up all the other sports. They've already bought off half the soccer teams in the world. I mean, all I'm doing is reading the damn numbers here. You know, like the U.S. 3 years ago was the number one exporter of oil. Now Saudi Arabia is. It's just statistics. Don't be scared of them. Skip this network break coming up. I want more time with Robert Barnes. All right, so that's all coming up. Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes has also done legal work on the election fraud for President Trump. Had his ear very close to the ground on this. I want to sum up his legal historical analysis of where we are and then obviously just point out what this really is. This is what I wrote for the live show headline, the preemptive stealing of the 2024 election. This is election meddling. They're trying to outlaw saying that they election meddle. This is it. They also tried to disqualify Gozer and MTG and, what, at least 12 other members of Congress from being able to run again in court because they were, quote, part of Jan 6. So, yes, they're election meddling. This is the mother of all election meddling. I've looked at every angle of it. And he did absolutely nothing wrong. They're misrepresenting all this, and that's why Jack Smith, the UN tribunal operative, that's what he is so nervous in the three-minute statement he made Friday. Because he knows, I think they're blackmailing him or something. I mean, they got his kids in a cage or something. So we're going to be getting into all that. Trump says, I'll never leave. Trump vows not to quit presidential race, even if convicted. That's the attitude he's got to have. More indictments coming. Speaker McCarthy says Trump indictment will disrupt the nation. House Republicans will not stand for it. Oh, really? Why didn't you impeach Biden for all the crimes he committed? Why didn't you go on the offense? Why didn't you start impeachment for the weaponization of the Justice Department? Why didn't you start the impeachment of the FBI director or the Attorney General? Why didn't you do it? They've all lied to Congress. FBI unit leading Mar-a-Lago probe earlier ran discredited Trump-Russia investigation that everyone's pissing on the president. 100% made up. But it's okay. The FBI documents confirm Joe Biden is the big guy, though. Actually on the Chinese communist payroll. You know, I love this headline today. Biden finally admits China spying on us in Cuba. They're spying on us with this guy on the Chinese communist payroll. It's like a fox telling a group of hens, yes, the weasels do want to hurt you, but let me in. I'll take care of you. All right, Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, is here to break all of this down. Alan Dershowitz has said Trump's a little dumb to spout off about this in front of the media because they twist things, but he did nothing wrong. There's a lot of deception going on here. So the question is, why did they jump the shark? Why have they done this? And looking forward into the future, how is this going to unfold? Robert Barnes, thank you for joining us on this live study edition. Let's hit pause for a moment. Sometimes we get our guests on a little late, and we always have technical difficulties. That's all right. Robert, can we get your microphone turned on, or maybe it's on my end? All right. We'll be back in a little while with you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm all loaded for bear. I'm set. I'm ready to go. But ready now, or should I just go to rebroadcast for the day? Okay. Stop. I understand. All right. Robert Barnes, thank you for joining us. We're obviously very, very serious times here. Please continue.
Yeah. What I see is a threefold approach that's taking place here. First of all, the deep state wants to take Trump out from being competitive in the 2024 election. As you noted, is a preemptive strike against the 2024 election. They assume that the indictment will have enough voters doubt President Trump that they will be able to defeat him in the primaries or in the general election. The second goal, which is co-equally important, they are trying to establish a legal precedent that the deep state has priority over the elected president of the United States. It's important. I mean, the idea of classification, the idea of national security information, all that derives from the power vested constitutionally exclusively in the elected president of the United States. They're trying to establish a legal precedent that the president of the United States cannot even disclose to the American people the secrets of the deep state. Because that's the underlying allegation here, is that he told media members that General Milley was lying when General Milley was accusing Trump of trying to wage war in Iran. He said it was actually Milley who was trying to wage war in Iran, and Trump stopped him. And they're saying that was a criminal act. So they're saying that the elected president of the United States discloses to the American people the secrets of the deep state, they can go to prison for it. And they want to establish a legal precedent of that so that this unelected administrative state, bureaucratic state, deep state in the intelligence community has legal constitutional control over the elected president of the United States and can prohibit and prevent those secrets from being disclosed to the world. That is the legal precedent they're trying to establish through the Trump case. So this isn't just about taking out Trump. This is the deep state versus democracy. This is the deep state trying to take out the Constitution itself. This is the deep state trying to remove the power of the elected president to share the secrets of the deep state with the American people. So, I mean, they assassinated President John Kennedy. They assassinated presidential candidate Robert Kennedy. They were behind the impeachment and resignation of Richard Milhouse Nixon. They were complicit in the attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan. And now they are trying to not only take out President Trump, but permanently take out the constitutional power of the president of the United States, sharing the deep state secrets, the warmongering machine, with the American people. So that's the second very perilous precedent trying to be established here. One is to interfere with the 2024 election and punish Trump for being an independent voice on foreign policy. The second is to prohibit any president from being an independent voice and exposing the deep state secrets. And the third aspect of all of this, I believe, is it's leverage for Biden. It's a tool by which Biden can use to potentially pardon himself, his family, his son, his sister, his brother, his political allies, many of the deep state corrupt people named and mentioned explicitly in the Durham report. And what it does is that when he does that pardon down the road, he can throw in a pardon of Trump as political cover for his pardoning himself and all of his corrupt allies. That it's effectively something he can put in his back pocket just in case Trump wins the election.
And let me stop you, because what you just said is the most stunning, powerful, accurate analysis. And I've been watching a lot of the pundits. I've not heard one of them make that point. That was actually in my list of things. I've made the point. You've made it previously. But almost no one's making the point that this is the National Security Act of 1947 on steroids. For those that don't know what that is, we can elaborate on it. But the CIA was created.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We're really finding out who's who out there. I totally disagree with Jonathan Turley's analysis. I'm dead on with a lot of other top lawyers like Alan Dershowitz have said. But I've read the law on this. I'm not even a lawyer. This is all very cut and dry. And I read what the Obama judge said when there was issues with Obama. And the federal judge said the president can do whatever he wants with these documents. And so the idea that Trump can't have documents about the Iran strike plan, they didn't even give anybody, is just ridiculous. And then he had spies inside Mar-a-Lago running around trying to behave like, you know, that this was evil that he had these documents. Well, meanwhile, George W. Bush has them in a Chinese food restaurant, and Biden's got them in another place. And I mean, it's just all scrambled around everywhere. They always haul off their documents because they don't want people using them against them. And we should probably explain to people there's different types of documents. There's stuff that remains classified, there's personal documents of the president, and there's National Archive documents, and all three can be interchanged. You want to explain it to people?
Yeah, and it's totally up to the president to unilaterally determine which is which. So the president, I mean, this has already been litigated. Judge Jackson dealt with it in D.C. when Bill Clinton kept national security classified information in his sock drawer. That's why Trump is calling it the Clinton socks case. And what the judge said is it's up to Clinton whether that is a archives material, whether that's personal records, or whether that's governmental records. And it doesn't matter if it includes national security information. Doesn't matter if it includes classifications. All that matters is that the president himself, Clinton, made the decision about the designation of the document. The entire Presidential Records Act reflects Article 2 of the United States Constitution, which says that the Congress cannot restrain the president. I see people saying Congress controls classifications. They can't, constitutionally. Imagine if Congress passed a law tomorrow that said, we hereby make it a crime for the president to exercise his constitutional authority. That's an unenforceable law. That's an unconstitutional
Congress
law.
Only has funding mechanisms and oversight. The president is involved in the executive branch and the armed forces. Congress is in control of the purse strings. So that's the separation of power. So you just said it. That's what this is, a giant bureaucratic power grab. Never until Trump did the National Archives start complaining and bitching publicly and then demanding that the president give them all the documents. That is, again, a bunch of bureaucrats that he could have that agency abolished if he wanted to, telling the dog what to do. That is a flea on the tail of the dog saying it's the president. And I can't believe how ignorant the American people are that they don't know this. But I guess we live in a country where 30% of people think two men can have a baby, Robert.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. I mean, and increasingly, that's what they want to use this case to prove. They want to use this case to convince the courts to establish a precedent and the American people to believe the deep state illegally, constitutionally runs our country, even though it's abhorrent to the Constitution. There's no place for a secret police in our Constitution. Our Constitution explicitly made the president the sole arbiter of all of this. So he decides what documents are classified and which ones are not. He decides which ones are personal
because
records.
Because somebody's got to be in charge or it would be in constant internal warfare, just like they're trying to create right now. Can you imagine if they have their way and they turn all these little agency kings with all the secrecy they've had, they've used to rob us of our freedom, and now if somebody big releases a document, they all decide to put them in jail, but then they can leak stuff selectively all day long when they don't have a right to do it. It's a felony when they do it.
Well, I mean, we see that right here. Right here, General Milley lied, leaked national security information to Woodward and told Woodward that he stopped Trump from waging war on Iran, when in fact the actual information showed that it was Milley trying to sucker Trump into waging war on Iran. So here you have Milley, who is not authorized to declassify information, not authorized to declare what's personal and what's presidential record. And here he is. He's violating the law flagrantly, openly. And as you note, he had a history of doing it during the 2020, between November and January of 2020. But here he commits the crime as admitted in the indictment. He's not indicted at all. He's not even investigated. Trump, for rebutting Milley's lies, Trump, who has the authority to declassify whatever he wants, to declare something a personal record and no longer a presidential record.
However, people that don't know about this, flesh out, they don't know that Milley claimed that Trump wanted to nuke China, nuke Iran. Trump said, no, actually, I've got the documents right here where I actually stopped it, and they're just mad he's exposing their lies.
That's exactly right. That's what this whole indictment is about. You look at the underlying facts of the indictment. That's the entire basis of the claim. That's what sets everything into motion. Bob Woodward sits down with Trump and says, Milley says you were trying to wage war in Iraq, in Iran. You were trying to initiate war in Iran. You wanted to start a war in Iran, and he had to stop you. And Trump said, that's completely false. I have documents here that are my documents. That, you know, may still be labeled classified, maybe still labeled a secret, but I guarantee, but what these documents show is irreversible proof, uncontestable proof that it was Milley who was trying to wage war in Iran, and I'm the one who stopped it. That's what they're indicting him for.
And let's pull back and double prove. This is all on record. Bob Woodward's the known naval intelligence operative that helped bring down Nixon. So they're getting a second bite at another president right now. And let's go further. Daniel Ellsberg was called a hero for leaking totally top secret, super secret documents that the government was losing the war but didn't care. They were just making money for special interests. And he was called a hero when he released it. And he wasn't even the president. So when you release something that's exposing criminal stuff, the law is now you're a hero, a whistleblower. So it's almost like Trump isn't just the president. He's now the ultimate whistleblower and has a known naval intelligence operative trying to set him up. And then that's why Dershowitz says Trump is dumb to be talking to this known operative. But Trump says he's done nothing wrong. He's like, I've got the documents right here. I mean, these people are sick.
Oh, completely. I mean, and no, I mean, it goes even further to the scope and the scale of it. Because, as you know, Bob Woodward is the one who did Watergate. Bob Woodward was a naval intelligence Yale background, skull and bones kind of guy. Connected to Yale secret societies all the way back. The connected Alexander Haig, all those other types who were probably complicit in the Watergate conspiracy. And then you add to that the Mark Felt was head of COINTELPRO. People don't know Nixon passed him over to run the FBI after Hoover died. Mark Felt was deep throat, and Mark Felt was the guy who was running all the illegal black bag operations, spying, blackmailing, and extorting Americans en masse for 20 years, using deep state institutionalized power to disrupt protest movements, civil rights movements, anti-war movements all across the United States of America, people exposing FBI corruption, running scandal, running illicit investigations of people like Jack Anderson and others, trying to blackmail these people, trying to extort these people from exposing secrets of our high-ranking government officials and our illicit activities. And that's who this is a continuation of. This is a continuation of the deep state now wanting to establish legal and political precedents that they can stop an elected president of the United States from even having the legal constitutional power that the Constitution and the Presidential Records Act explicitly gives him and must give him.
This is a bureaucratic coup. Do one more segment with us to talk about the timeline with these cases, how this could shake out, what we can do to support President Trump. But just looking at this, this really is an open, bureaucratic, deep state coup against our country. A very, 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 very sad day. But we got to talk about it, Barnes, when we come back. What is Trump's problem having Kushner in the White House? Why is he spending reportedly months in the last few years with Woodward? Why does he get these people close to him? Like, everybody knows Kushner works for the New World Order. Everybody knows Bob Woodward. I wouldn't get within 100 feet of Bob Woodward. The guy is a total liar and wrote horrible books about Trump. And then he just brings him back. So Trump is kind of an idiot savant. I'm just going to say it. But look, it doesn't matter, okay? Because he's our president, he won the last election, and now they're trying to take our right to vote for him away. So whether he was a good guy or a bad guy doesn't matter now. They're taking our rights away. They're openly setting up the final pieces of a total coup over this country. We got to back this guy 110%. He's silly and ignorant, but he's our guy. But before we go to break, please remember we're listener-supported. We're not subscriber-based. We're supported by you buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're excellent. We're selling out of X3. It's our best seller. We have to end the sale because at current sales rates, in 2 weeks, it'll be gone. Try iodine. Incredible for your immune system, your electrochemical activity. Every cell in the body is essential. Without it, without iodine, you die. That's why they're targeting iodine, taking it out of the diet. You need it. They put the bad halogens in to block the iodine and the chlorine, the fluoride, and the bromine. You need this product. It takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average. Take a few drops a day. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's 25% off. It is your last chance. Discover the power of activated iodine. Try iodine. True Nascent. Iodine takes your system just to the next level. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Roger Stone's coming up. He had Trump on his show today on WABC.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
By the way, Trump doesn't like talking to me. Because the way I was just talking about him last segment, I told him to his face. Because, I mean, I bet on Trump. I think he's a good guy overall. He tried to stop the globalists, and he would have all these globalists around him who lie to him, and he just doesn't have the background study of these people. I wouldn't tell him how to build a 50-story condo But I can sure as hell tell him who the players are, so can Robert Barnes. We can finish each other's sentences because we're fascinated by the history. And I've been doing this 29 years and interviewing all the experts, and Barnes is obsessed with it as well. And I'm not tooting our horn, just we know who the players are, and Trump needs some real advisors around him that know who the deep state is. Remember 4 years ago, headline Washington Post, new chief of staff's mission is to keep InfoWars and Alex Jones away from Trump. That's because I was talking to him quite regularly, and I had Roger almost every day giving him info. And, folks, they got so mad, they literally had the FBI and CIA harassing me on a weekly basis. And people wonder, like, why'd they freak out about Alex Jones attacking him so bad? I'm lucky they didn't kill me. But the point is, I didn't shut up. I didn't care. Trump didn't know when they were all over TV with Brennan and them at the CIA headquarters on, and having press conferences that soon he'll be gone. They go, impeachment? They go, nope, the other way. They all start going, ha, 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 ha. And I get on the phone with Trump, and I go, they're threatening to kill you at the CIA headquarters on TV, having Brennan come visit him. The Secret Service investigated that and went and talked to Brennan. But no one would even tell him, not his kids, any of them. I think Don Jr.'s good. Look, I'm ranting. Robert Barnes is here. I don't yell and scream a lot anymore on the show. People used to like it when I did that, but it's happening today because this is my future, your future, our birthright being stolen. The deep state's been out of control forever. But this is the final nails in our republic. While the globalists dissolve the border, cut off our energy, and then come after our kids with LGBT pedophile networks, I mean, it's so horrible. And I love Trump in so many ways. He's done so much good work. When he's right, he's right. But speaking to where you think this is going in the future, but first, what is your assessment of why Trump has these snakes around him?
Well, Trump reminds me a lot of John Kennedy, 1961, someone who was very naive and idealistic about our system of government and our society writ large. And he always thought, look, he had just some common sense ideas and that just some people in power had lost their common sense. And then once he got in, they would recognize the wisdom of his common sense and his negotiating skills, and they would embrace him, and they would work with him, and they would go along with him. And he has never understood fully why they're waging war on him, that this is a system that is fundamentally broken and institutionally corrosively corrupted.
Because it's a government, intelligence, multinational crime syndicate that is waging war on humanity that are eugenics-based. That's why.
That's exactly right. And that's what he has never understood or appreciated. And even when he's been told that by people like you, by people like me, by people like Robert Kennedy in the vaccine context, he thinks maybe, but he's like, oh, they can't really be that bad, right? Nah, they just probably just need to be talked to or discussed, and then they'll see that things can be done different. Because he experienced that on the foreign stage, right? He discovers, you know, I probably could, that he could do a peace deal with North Korea, that he discovered that Putin wasn't the pure evil that everybody had said. He could get a peace deal done with Putin. So what he didn't understand is the worst actors out there, other than aspects of China, are the Five Eyes.
And he's now said that. He said, I used to think China and Russia and the Islamics were the big threat. Now I know it's the people that have hijacked our government.
Exactly. And what he said yesterday, he said he's not even going to call them deep state because he considered it too soft a term. He says they're just commies. And what he's right about is that's the mindset. They're not necessarily ideological Marxists. But what they are is power hungry. If you want a government that looks like the government they want from this indictment, it looks like a Soviet-style government with a bunch of little bureaucracies competing with each other for ultimate political power, and there's no elected, democratically elected official anywhere with any real power.
Yeah, this is the bureaucracy pissing in our face, letting us know, we don't care, we rule you and your family, we're above the law. Here's a short clip of Trump saying he's going to fight the globalist vultures and the Washington swamp. Here it is.
We're going to fight the globalist vultures and the Washington swamp just as we did before, and we're going to win. We're going to have tremendous victories. I said we're going to beat Hillary. I was right. I said we're going to beat Biden. I was actually more right. But we're going to beat him this time, and we're going to watch those votes. You know, with COVID, you couldn't go there. Your people sent in the votes to get all these ballots. They send in the votes. Tens of millions of votes coming out, going in. Nobody knew what the hell. They knew what was happening.
All right. So, Barnes, let me ask you this. What's the timeline? What do you make of this latest indictment? What else do you think is coming down the pike? And I'll tell you, what did you make of the body language of Jack Smith, the UN prosecutor? That's what he is, now brought to the U.S. to do this. He was having trouble speaking. He was shaking. He looked visibly scared. I've never seen a prosecutor looking this freaked out. I wonder what he knows that we don't know. I mean, do they have secretly have his daughter in a gulag or something? What's going on?
Well, he kind of let the cat out of the bag. Who did he think? Who did he say he brought the indictment for? He didn't say he brought it for the American people. He said for the men and women of the intelligence community. That's who he said he brought the indictment for. That's who we think. That's who he said this was all about. The men and women of the intelligence community. Since when do they control the Justice Department? Since when do they control the presidency of the United States? They don't constitutionally, that's for sure, but it's clear they want to. And they've been trying to now ever since 1947. And they have fundamentally corrupted our government to such a point that our government, our constitutional government, will collapse unless we resist this. The best way to resist it? Do the one thing they don't want to see happen. Vote Donald Trump into the White House. Now, can they stop him? No, they can't, effectively, by this case. Constitutionally, they can't remove him from the ballot because of this case's existence. The district court judge assigned this case to a Trump appointee who's already expressed skepticism about this case previously and is not going to detain him pending trial, is not going to gag him pending trial. So he's going to be freely be able to compete in the election, number one. Number two, you can freely vote for him. They can't take his name off the ballot legally, constitutionally. That's already established.
And by the way, Comey even said that in a speech few days ago. He said, we'll probably end up, best case scenario, is him the president from prison. Well, then he just pardoned himself, Comey.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And look at the length of time of the case. That they may schedule a trial date on Tuesday in a couple of months, but that won't mean anything. A typical white-collar case like this takes 18 months to reach trial. There's going to be constitutional issues about whether the indictment violates Article 2, whether the indictment violates the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, and the Sixth Amendment, issues of grand jury abuse, issues of governmental misconduct, issues of threatening witnesses, issues of trying to bribe witnesses, prosecutors who have a long, notorious history of being judicially found to engage in ethical misconduct, not only Jack Smith, but several of his key colleagues that were involved in the prosecution of this case, First Amendment select the prosecution issues. The impeachment clause. Does the impeachment clause require any president to have to be impeached before he can be indicted? Because that's how the impeachment clause reads. Whether the First Amendment selective prosecution provision prohibits someone from indicting their political opponent in an upcoming election. That's a new novel issue that's never been tested before because nobody's ever tried it before.
So let me ask you this. Getting back to Jack Smith's body language, you agree he looked totally freaked out, A, and then B, then if it's so flimsy, which it is, why would they go ahead with it? Just desperation?
It's because of it's cockiness. It's cockiness. The deep state demanded this be brought, and so Jack Smith has been the deep state cleanup boy for a while. He's just not the sophisticated one that Robert Mueller is. He is not the cover-up guy that John Durham is. He's not the enabler that Bill Barr is. He's more your mediocre B-team amateur minor leaguer whose main utility to the deep state is he does whatever they tell him to do, even when he brings indictments like the ones against John Edwards that backfired, like the ones against McConnell that backfired, like ones that have backfired at the Supreme Court level. He's been repeatedly rejected for his dumb legal theories he's used to go after political targets. So he's not known for being a good trial lawyer. He's not known for being a smart trial lawyer. He's just known for being a rubber stamp for the deep state.
And so they're basically just throwing him at Trump.
Yeah, correct. Exactly. And their hope is that the mere fact of the indictment, the legal precedent they can establish with the courts, they're hoping the judiciary are cowards rather than having courage, and that the American people won't see through this, the scam that it is.
Well, notice they're already trying to intimidate the judge.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
In the short time we have, I can't get into all the incredible ingredients in Superfemal Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about the ingredients, look them up for yourself, and then understand, this is cold-pressed herbs, so it has a more powerful effect on the body. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Super Male Vitality is selling out. It's an incredible formula for stamina, energy, libido. Only a few hundred bottles left. But the good news is we have several thousand bottles left of Super Female Vitality. That's the same formula. It boosts men. It boosts women. It works great. But women like pink labels. Men like different color labels. So it works for men as well. It's the same formula. It's an incredible formula. And it funds our operation. And here's another important part of the overall information. It's 50% off for a limited time. So get your Super Female Vitality for men and women at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. Super Female Vitality, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Of power in the entire national security state and start from scratch all over again. Let's rebuild our police and national security system from scratch. Let's get rid of every single agency that exists and say, let's go back from scratch and what agencies do we actually need? What services do they actually can provide? And how can we make sure this doesn't happen again? Because we have a corrupt deep state that is going to kill America, kill liberty, kill constitutional governance if we don't stop them. This started with the assassination of President John Kennedy, but it hasn't stopped since then. And what we have is the political assassination ongoing of Donald Trump. And if we don't stop this, if we don't find a way to end this, and the only way to end this is just to end these agencies, defund them entirely. As you noted, the President of the United States has the power to just eradicate these agencies. That's what it's time to do. That's what you have to do. You don't have a choice anymore. It's the way Trump used to describe having to go after ISIS. He's like, we don't have a choice. This is what we have to do. The same is true here. We have to just purge these agencies, go back from scratch. We have a great founding document that gives us directions and guidance as to what the foundation of this American constitutional democracy should look like. Let's return and revert to it and get rid of all these deep state, get rid of the positions by which the deep state has legal power to begin with, by which they have money to begin with. Just scratch it entirely and rebuild from the bottom up. To reward people based on merit, no longer based on politics, to strip them of such disparate influence and power, to take away their excessive budget. Policing should be a local matter. It should have never been a federal matter. We don't need an FBI, and we never have. We now know what that looks like. Just get rid of 90% of it. Reassign those agents to local governments across the country. Return policing to the local level. Return intelligence. We only need a small amount of actual intelligence. The CIA doesn't do intelligence. They just overthrow governments and undermine democracies. Get rid of them. We only need a few people to do the actual intelligence analysis.
And by the way, let's go back to the hearings 3 months ago where everything we said came out. It was already in the legislation. They already snuck it through in defense spending. That the CIA and other agencies were working with big tech and the FBI and the Justice Department to censor everybody. Even people that questioned the Afghan withdrawal were being censored. I mean, folks, this is out of control. This isn't the makings of an authoritarian, totalitarian system. It is it. We are now deep into this. Now, America is resisting it. We still have instincts to say no. There's a lot of good people whistleblowing as well. But at the end of the day, folks, this country has terminal cancer. And Donald Trump, for all his issues, is seen by them as the cure. And I want to say something to the bureaucracy that has to study history. Most of you have been chosen because you're yes men and women, and you went to the leftist colleges, and but now you're part of a real corrupt system that really is totalitarian. And you know they're dissolving the border, dissolving the energy as a Cloward and Pliven strategy to collapse things. So even if you don't care about liberty and freedom, the average bureaucrat will have less freedom, be less safe. In this system they're setting up, we'll make Venezuela look like a walk in the park if things go belly up here. Because we're a big, giant empire, folks. And so we won't go quietly like Venezuela just collapsing into the jungle. We will turn into a Mad Max nightmare operation. And that's a guarantee, ladies and gentlemen. That is a guarantee. We've pissed off so many people that if we don't reform and fix things and get soft power back, I don't think the world has a future. I mean, I'm not talking about end-of-the-world scenarios here, Barnes. I know you're quite the novice lay historian. I don't call it novice, but I mean that in a complimentary way. Anybody can be a historian by studying it. You're a very good historian, lay historian. Do you think I'm exaggerating about the end-of-the-world type scenarios? I mean, look, nobody ever sent heavy weapons against the Russians. They're like, well, we can survive a nuclear war. All the normal conventions that save civilization are being thrown out the window by these people.
Yeah, we have basically a dumbed-down version of the dangerous early 1960s. I mean, as you know, the reason why Dr. Strangelove was put out as a film, uses the backdrop today for the show, is that it was actually going to happen. There were people like Curtis LeMay, who, like there's a classic example, John Kennedy promoted Curtis LeMay. He had no realization of who and how dangerous LeMay was. Even George Wallace had to apologize because of how crazy LeMay was when he was vice president, talking about wanting to talk about nuclear war everywhere. But they wanted to wage nuclear war, and John Kennedy was the hindrance. And now today we have a dumbed down but equally deranged version of elites. We have people with Kissinger's moral compass, but with the Bush family intellectual ineptitude. And so you combine those two and you have an extraordinarily dangerous time. As we know from history, like before World War I, you had the Austro-Hungarian Empire, the Russian Empire, the Ottoman Empire that had lasted centuries. But they were atrophying. And what happened within 10 years? All three empires were gone off the face of the earth. We had those kind of dangerously incompetent moral evils running in positions of power. And that's what makes it even more terrifying. They're ready, willing right now to wage nuclear war over eastern Ukraine. I mean, it's insanity times insanity. And it's why they're desperate to take out Trump. It's why they're desperate to establish this precedent that they run the world. But if they're allowed to actually give them that power, they will destroy the entire world, not just America's constitutional democracy.
Well, that's what's frustrating is I don't want to be in D.C. You don't want to be in D.C. We don't want power. We don't want to be part of the power structure. And then there's all these selfish, greedy, crazy bureaucrats and their corporate controllers that literally are going to destroy the whole world so they can be totally in charge and no one can even debate them. I mean, that is crazy. Julius Caesar, and you know what happened to him, and he was a good guy compared to these people. He had someone behind him every time he had to do a big public event to say, remember, you're just a man. Remember, you're not a god. Remember to be humble. Even though he knew he was humble, he knew how dangerous it was. These people don't want someone there even saying to them, hey, please don't blow the world up. And then you've got Sean Penn and Alexander Soros and all these former peaceniks saying, well, nuclear war is survivable. We need to go ahead and maybe have a nuclear war. And they don't even know how to put on combat boots or shoot a gun.
Then you add to that these eugenicists that are in such great degrees of influence and power, like the Bill Gateses of the world, and you have people who think a dramatically reduced population would be net good for them because they think they would survive. I mean, look at it. You've been talking about it for years. Why are all these billionaires building these huge bunker complexes all across the globe? It's because they are just fine with a public disastrous event because they think they will survive and even potentially thrive in that environment, much as they profited and gouged on riches during the COVID lockdown that almost all the big tech billionaires got fat off of. So this is an unusually dangerous times because we have unusually dangerous people in positions of power because they combine levels of inanity with insanity. And that is a dangerous marriage of traits to have in people of power. That's why it's more important now than ever to stand behind President Trump, because in doing so, you're standing behind constitutional democracy, you're standing behind American liberty, and you're standing against deep state institutional corrupt power that will kill all of us if given the chance.
Well, that's right. In closing on this hour, Roger Stone's coming up. He just interviewed Trump today. I want to be clear. I'm very critical of Trump on the shot. Know how he got set up. Wish he'd come out against it. Says he's going to have an autism commission, all that. That's all side issues. The deep state's trying to remove the front runner from not just the Republican numbers, but he'd win 15, 20 points today against Biden. So they are trying to steal our right to vote for who we want with false charges. And even if Trump was a Democrat, I would be against this being done if it was false charges. Because you let one person go to jail who's innocent, we could all go to jail. This is the president, the real president of the United States, and we're all in danger. Barnes, I know you do shows on Sunday. You do shows during the week, very popular shows with Viva Fry. Tell us how people find your broadcast.
Sure. So people can go to Rumble. We'll have our Law for the People show tonight. That will break down all the legal constitutional issues with the Trump indictment and other big cases. And otherwise, they can find everything that we do at vivabarneslaw.locals.com. And I want to remind everybody that it's critical that networks like this one stay alive, because it's the only way people know what they're doing, that people can see through this effort. If we just had gatekeeper institutional Pravda media covering the Trump indictment, everybody would be ready to lynch him. We don't, because they know the truth because of networks like this. And InfoWars only exists despite all their efforts because the ordinary person continues to support InfoWars by going and making themselves healthier, wealthier, and wiser by buying products they need, they like, and deserve at InfoWarsStore.com. Continue to do that, because this is a critical voice, a critical network, now maybe more than ever, as our fate and future of not only our constitutional democracy, but the future of humanity weighs in the balance of these dangerous dark elites that would like to seize power from the rest of us. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, continue to support, and buy things you like, buy things you need, buy things that you want. And in the process, keep InfoWars on the air, continue to share the links, continue to share the information, because that's how we fight back. With Paul Revere's ride is always the answer to any form of tyranny. And as long as the InfoWars audience is the tip of that spear and the leaders of that Revere ride.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because, I mean, it's really true. The info you put out becomes national talking points in the Republican Party. The info I put out, the left admits that. Media Matters hate it. Because we really do the analysis. Other people don't seem to be that smart in the liberty leadership, though they care. So they kind of, let's just say, not as informed as we are. They then take our research, check it, and then use it, which is great. And so that's why this show, your shows, and others are so precious. I want to thank the listeners for their support. Robert Barnes, thank you so much, my friend.
Glad to be here.
All right, Roger Stone is loaded for bear. He interviewed Trump today. He's got a lot to say. This is our Republican crisis, but we will save the Republic together. We'll be right back. Hour number two. Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.